Porirua residents who regularly throw their contaminated items in their recycling could lose their bins. The council says workers have found dirty nappies, sanitary items, broken glass and rotting meat in people's recycling. It costs between $6,000 to $8,000 a month to remove the contaminated items, but the council doesn't supply bins for rubbish, and council-approved rubbish bags aren't cheap. Joining us now is David Down from Porirua's Waste and Water Manager. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
So you're going to implement a sort of a three-strike system here. How bad is this getting?
So it's bad enough that we have loads which are being rejected by the sorting company in Lower Hutt, which prepares all the material for the market. They've got a threshold of 14% contamination, and we're receiving loads from some days in excess of 50%. Overall, we're losing on a weekly basis in excess of 20% overall, which is actually going to landfill.
So this is a reasonably widespread problem. It's not some sort of repeat offenders here. You've got a number of people that are continually doing this.
We have been able to map 12 months worth of data. We can see that there are houses of single occurrence, but there are houses of multiple occurrence. And probably also importantly, it's not actually a Porirua district issue. This is nationwide, so we're following suit with quite a number of other councils who have done the same thing.
Okay, so you're going to bring a three-strike system, is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct, yeah.
What happens if people just, you know, disregard it? Does their rubbish just pile up out at the gate?
They won't have a recycling bin to be able to put the rubbish in, so they'll either be looking at the rubbish bag, which we do still provide. We've got about 15% of the market in that area, or they'll be needing to take on a private wheelie bin. After that, yep, you've got a point, and we've got litter enforcement regulations which we can follow up on as well.
I guess you'll be hoping it doesn't get to that point and that this is a deterrent or a wake-up call.
We're looking for fundamentally a behavioural change. We've been faced with this problem for a couple of years now, and it's been escalating as time has gone by. So it's the behavioural change that we're looking for. We've done this as that final sort of deterrent that says we cannot accept this anymore. It's not good enough.
How much of this is deliberate in the sense that people just don't care, sticking whatever in there, or is it just how much of it's a mistake? They aren't aware of what goes in what?
Good question. There's quite a multitude of reasons why people are doing it. Quantitative, we really can't say. We may find that we get an answer to that through the first month of the audit program, but there's certainly there is deliberate burial. There is people that don't understand what can go in and what can't go in. We've got a number of other barriers too, but we've been running education campaigns, leaflet drops directly in letterboxes as a precursor to this. So from a point of view of I don't know what I can and can't put in, we hope we've done the right job there, and then it's a matter of those people who are doing it deliberately just making that behavioural change.
Mm. David, thank you very much for that. David Down, Porirua's Waste, Water and Waste Manager.